I go out and I said, I'll be right there. I'll go out there. And the only way, you can't see the skunk because it's all enclosed. Well, you pick him up and you know he's in there. I mean, he's rattling around in there. So then what I would do is take him.
So there was one in there?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. And Brad, I would take that trap. You can pick it up. Now, absolutely no odor of skunk at all. I mean, not even the faintest. Nothing. You pick the whole box up, put it in the back seat of your car. Absolutely no skunk odor at all. So I said, now we'll take him out into the woods, place out here 3 or 4 miles out, and where the old dump used to be. So I said, let's go. I'll take him out, we'll put him in the woods. And so then I said to those two, okay, who wants to ride with the skunk? Cody says, I will. CJ says, not me. And he's in the front seat, CJ is. Cody's in the back with the skunk. Rich, I swear, there's no odor at all. And so Cody is sitting there, and then CJ's looking around and thinks, hey, this is pretty good. You know, I like to ride with the skunk. So I said, okay, I stopped the car, they changed places. And we got out to our place where we're going to release him. It really was great. You have a rope on the, I can pull the rope in the top, we can pull the top up like that, you know. So I said, oh, now be quiet now. You don't want to get them upset. We take the thing out, we go into the woods, and I have the rope and I pull it up very slowly. And I said, you know what he's saying? Hey, somebody open that door. I'm going to get out of here. Right on key. But the boom, here comes the skunk, you know, comes walking up. And he's looking around like this and he's saying, hey, I'm going to go into the woods. But the boom,
yeah.
And he waddles off into the woods. It was just perfect. Well, Cody thought that was absolutely the greatest thing he ever saw. Well, we got 12 of them that year. And we haven't had any since then.
Word got out. Disappearing from under our house.
Have you set traps since then and nothing? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we, I haven't had to use it. We have, you know, they're around, you can smell them.
Yeah.
And we haven't had a single skunk since then. And that was what, about 8 years
ago?
A
long while ago.
Something like that.
Well,
it was right under our, right under our bedroom.
Here, mm-hmm. And then, of course, we have raccoons.
Oh, yeah, raccoons are all over the place.
We went out to dinner with the, did we tell you this? The Whittemores the other night, they asked, they said they'd like to go out to dinner with us. In fact, we went to the Bayview for dinner. They had had dinner there and said it was so good, let's go. So we went, and he said, I got to stop somewhere for a minute if you don't mind. So he pulled over to the side of the road, and he gets out and crosses the road and holds up three little raccoons like kittens to hold them up by the back.
He gets out of the car and goes right over and says, let me see you there.
He said, they've been here all day.
This big guy. Picks them up, little bitty ones like this, you know. Yeah, they're here. And their mother's been gone all day. She's lost. This big Ed goes through. And he says, they're going to die. And I said, yeah, what are you going to do about it? I'm going to get a box at the restaurant, and I'm going to bring them home in the box. You're going to bring them home? What are you going to do? I'm going to feed them. I'm not going. They're going to die, John, if I leave them here. You know?
Cutest things you ever saw.
And here, you just wouldn't expect them to be like this. So we went into the restaurant. One of our friends was in there, who delivers the mail. We know everybody in the restaurant, and they heard us talking about it. And he says, "I got just the container for you. I got it in my car right now. It's like a
carrier."
Carrier. I got it in the car, I'll bring it over and put it in your car. Sure enough, we came out, and there it was in his car, the carrier. One that zips up, you know. And so Ed takes it, goes over there to where they are, bingo, picks his three little things up, about this big, cute as a button. Puts them in and brings them home. Oh, then he has to stop and at the store and get a
eyedropper
so he can feed them, get some milk or something. And he brings them home, and the next day we asked him, so how'd it go? Yeah, fine. How many times you were up? What did he say? Four times. You fed them four times during the night. They practically chewed up the
eyedropper,
and they were so hungry. Then he found out that there was somebody that takes care of these stray animals. Or
oh, really?
Down in Westport, some lady does. Mm-hmm. So he drives to Westport. This is the kind of guy he is. I mean, he goes all the way down to Westport. He's just not going to leave those poor little things, let them die. Takes him down to this lady down in Westport. I don't know who she is. What did he say? That she had a three-legged
squirrel running around her office. It was tame. And she had rescued that from someplace. So he said, I figured I had found the person I wanted to give these to.
Yeah.
So I wonder if he's inquired.
I imagine so. So anyway, he comes home, and I said, that's a nice guy. I mean, you wouldn't expect him to go to all that trouble. But he was sorry. Those little things are going to die, John. You know. So anyway, those are the raccoons, and we have seen several raccoons they come across.
They're nasty.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They'll hiss at you. Mm-hmm. They're mean.
They just waddle across the road.
Watch out for the ants.
Very slowly. You have to be careful. You hit them.
Do you have a raccoon trap?
No. Because we haven't been bothered with
them. Yeah.
I imagine it would work the same way with a raccoon.
I imagine. But then you got a raccoon, and what the hell are you going to do with it? I don't want to do that. I want to get rid of the skunk.